Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning, High Desert. It is another beautiful weekend here in the High Desert. We've got a really interesting guest, and full disclosure, happens to be somebody that I truly, truly admire and respect, and I have the privilege to call my friend. We've got Dr. Derek King, who is the superintendent of Excelsior Charter Schools, here with us. And Dr. King, welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Well, thank you and welcome. You know, I feel so welcome. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you.
Yes. And so we want to talk a little bit about what's going on with Excelsior. This charter school is doing amazing things with our students here. I don't think it's any secret for those who are in the world of education that through COVID, you guys were at the forefront with being able to make that transition to online seamlessly, and that you served as a real model for a lot of what currently is still going on in the school sectors. And so we just kind of want to get an update of what's going on in the world of Excelsior. I hear there are wonderful things. Yeah. And things that you believe that our listeners would be interested in as we are coming to the end of a school year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd be honored to do that. So first off, again, thank you guys for having me. For those who are listening, just to kind of give it a little bit of background. So we're a charter school. We're 7th through 12th grades.
Yes.
Right? So one of the confusions that people kind of have about charters is they think we're private or there's some cost. There's not. We take any child, you know, any child, let me qualify that, any child that's not under expulsion or active expulsion. But outside of that, student can be special education, any type of academic history, et cetera, et cetera. We take them all. We try to do our absolute best for any child that we actually have. So now also what's unique to Excelsior that a lot of people don't necessarily know is we have a countywide benefit charter. So we actually have 7 schools throughout San Bernardino County. A lot of people are very familiar with our Victorville campus. Mm-hmm. It's right in the footprint of Victor Valley College. We also have one in Barstow. We have another in Phelan. We have one in San Bernardino. We have one in Redlands. We have another in Victorville on the air base. We have one in Ontario as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, for clarity, because I know you mentioned that in a lot of people's mind, they think charter and they think private.
Yes.
How do you define charter?
I define charter as a free public option. Right? That's the way that I define it. So in essence, it's just another public option like your district school that you can choose to go to. And so there's no other big hurdle outside of that. So a lot of the confusion comes from the fact that we test kids when we get them. But we're not testing for entry. We're testing for placement, right, to determine where do we need to start with your child. But they're already enrolled at that time. So you mentioned our program through COVID. So Excelsior specifically, we have what's called a hybrid model. So our students come to school on campus. They also take independent study. They take college courses. And a lot of times, and one of the things we're going to talk about later on in the conversation is vocational education.
Okay.
And we'll be really, really excited to talk about our upcoming beauty school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then with that in mind, how does a student enroll?
Okay. Traditional enrollment. So in our case, you'll just go to Excelsior.com or you just call us, right?
Okay.
So you go to Excelsior.com and you just hit the enrollment button. The parent fills out everything. It's the exact same way that you enroll a kid in your neighborhood school. No other difference at all. So we'll call you, contact you, get you the paperwork or whatever, whatnot. From that point, you go on, you'll end up having a meeting with someone at the school site. And that's just to orient you, right? We really try to focus on the goals of that particular child.
Okay.
Right. So in our school, we focus on what's called a personal life plan. Like, for example, we would say, Regina or Roxanne, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Right.
Right. And if you say, I want to be a broadcaster, right, now we're going to try to make your educational experience relevant to you to create internship opportunities for you that relate to that, to create elective opportunities, dual enrollment college courses that you'll take while you're in your high school. And I'll give you an example, because one of our highlights for us as a program is that dual enrollment, is that college going experience while you're in high school. The parents don't pay anything, and I'll give you an exaggerated outcome. One of our best outcomes is a student completed 2 associate's degrees and 7 classes away from their bachelor's at Cal State San Bernardino. That's no cost to the families at all. Our internal goal is that all students take some college, right? That they at least get 2 courses done. But again, it depends on when you come to us.
Right.
If you come to us as a 7th grader or an 8th grader, it's easier for us to track you by the time you get to 9th through 12th grade. But if you come to us in the 11th grade, we might have some rehabilitation to do, so to speak, depending on the child.
But I want to just back up to make sure that there's clarity. The dual enrollment program, those students who are taking those college classes, there is no cost to those families.
Absolutely. There's no cost to the families.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So all the things are covered by us, so books, all of that. So we do that so that way there's no financial barrier to entry. Right? So it can't be, well, my mom can't afford for me to do this, so I can't do it.
Right.
We pick up the slack.
You pick up.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what is the percentage of those students that are graduating from 12th grade that are also getting an AA or have some level of college?
So the percentage to have some level of college is almost 60%. The percentage to have an associate's degree completed is always around 10%-ish, right? And the reason for that, again, it depends on the child, because we also have to be careful. Now, if I extend that to the number of students who have over a year done, then we're getting, closer to about 35 to 40% that have over a year done. But it depends on the child, because the other issue that we have to be concerned with in terms of putting a kid in a college class is an F earned in college will stick forever, right? So we have to put you in that class when you're ready to be in that class. But the other good warm handoff that we do is we support you while you're in those college classes. Additionally, you get 3 times the number of high school elective credit while you're actually taking those classes. So what I'm saying is we wouldn't put you in a college English and in high school English. We would replace the high school English with the college.
That makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And Dr. King, is there a certain student that really thrives in this type of educational atmosphere and environment?
Yes. I would say any. I would say the entire range.
Okay.
Because we have students that we send off to Ivy League schools every year. We have other students that we're celebrating that, God bless you, we were able to get you out of high school and on to something else, right? And I'm glad you asked that question, because a lot of times people will see our schools and they say, oh, they only want the extremely smart kids, right? Mm-hmm. We'll take any child. Our goal is to help any child from wherever they start, to give them an advantage, to where that way by the time they're finished, they're ready to do something in that grade 13 transition. That's whether they're going on to an Ivy League school or a community college or a vocational education school, no matter what it is, or straight to the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to help kids be ready for that.
And how important is parent engagement?
Extremely. Matter of fact, parent engagement and partnerships are extremely important. I just had a meeting with Victor Valley College this morning. It's a continuing meeting. And so one of the things that we were looking at was African-American participation at Victor Valley College and the number of African-American participation that we have at the high school level in dual enrollment courses, right? And so what we've identified is that the linchpin to increase participation is parent engagement and parent involvement. Because if I get the parents involved, they will help support the kid desiring to take the college class and continuing and completing the class. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say one of the most important factors for anyone, no matter what school you went to, in terms of your student's academic success, is the parents' involvement.
Okay.
And so with us, no matter how your child has historically performed, if you partner with us and we partner with you, your child will have an advantage.
And what does that parent engagement look like? Is there something different that parents can expect by their children or their student being a Excelsior student? Is there something that's required of parents in order for their student to be an Excelsior student? What does that look like?
So I don't use the word required because the law doesn't allow it. Right. So like we have some students who their families might be disengaged. Right. But we still want to give you the same level of support that we can give someone else. But let's say, for example, like I mentioned, our hybrid program, if you want to be independent study with us, If you want to be independent study, you have a requirement to meet with a credentialed person every single month. And depending on your needs, it might be every single week.
Okay.
Right? So that way you don't get too lost. And it depends on your academic outcomes. If you demonstrate that you're going to get A's in all of the things, then God bless you, you can meet once a month, right? Because some of our students who are graduating with college degrees are also independent study. They simply don't need the day-to-day on-campus high school experience. We also have populations of kids who they work, right? Or they might be a caregiver for a younger sibling or a grandparent or whatever. So they might need independent study. The beauty of COVID, one of the other things that we learned, is now that meeting that their parent has to have, whereas before it needed to be in person, now it could be via Zoom, right? And everyone knows how to use Zoom now, right? That was one of the happy consequences of COVID. Now, prior to COVID, if we would have said we need to Zoom, people's eyes would have glazed over. And I don't know how to do that.
Right.
All these things. Now it's natural.
It's natural.
So, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as we are approaching the end of a school year, right, what does it look like in terms of percentage of your seniors that will be going on to higher education? What's that percentage like?
So our percentage that go on to higher education is always about 74-75%, right? Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there. Right now, this time of year, like all other schools, we're in the state testing cycle. So that's kind of what everything is focused on. The other things for students who are seniors specifically, and most we already have identified, have already been accepted to colleges. There's also some late opportunities for students. But what we try to do for those students who maybe didn't get the college acceptances or they just now desire, we try to make that warm handoff with whatever local community college easier.
Okay.
Right? So that way we will enroll them. Now, I will say we have community college partnerships with a lot of community colleges, but the model for us has been our relationship with Victor Valley College.
Okay.
Right? Victor Valley College has done a great job with that. And so those students, that warm handoff, they have rambassadors who come over to us, or we have teachers who have dual employment, right? They work for Excelsior and work for the college. Kind of makes it easy for us. But every student that hasn't, quote unquote, figured it out, we help them figure it out. So that increases that number. But there's always going to be, there's a population who go on to the military as well.
Yes.
Sometimes we forget about those students too.
Yeah.
So that might be about 10 to 15% who go on to the military.
Great. Yeah. Great. And so do you at this point know exactly how many students will be graduating this year?
Right now, 457 students will be graduating this year.
Wow.
So our graduation rate is always one of the highest in the state. We're always looking to be north of 90%. So our highest was 94, whatever the case may be. And so we're always looking for that. Right now, the majority of them are tracking. The ones that we know that aren't going to graduate, we have a good plan for them to graduate either over the summer or over the Christmas break.
Now, I want to ask you a question, because it seems like recently, especially since we've come out of COVID, that we're hearing, or maybe we're just, or I'll say me, mm-hmm. paying more attention to schools and schools districts mm-hmm. who are really talking much, much more about the benefit of vocational programs.
Uh-huh.
And are you seeing that? Is that becoming more of a trend, or is it that maybe I'm just paying more attention?
No, it is more of a trend. So now on what's called the California Dashboard, which is how all public schools are measured, that's mm-hmm. both charters and district schools or whatever. One of the elements of it is the college and career indicator. So when I'm saying identified as prepared, in order for a student to be identified as prepared, they have to complete a vocational program where it has a capstone project and 180 hours, or they can get a 3 or 4 on the state test. That means they either met the standard or they exceeded the standard, or they can be A through G completers. That means they completed all of the prerequisite classes needed to go directly to a 4-year university,
right?
You know, or they can take a certain combination of baccalaureate classes or AP classes, or they can take dual enrollment classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're hearing it more because it's more of a mandate, but I also think it's extremely appropriate because a lot of students are focused or geared toward working with their hands, or maybe they want to be an electrician or a plumber or HVAC, and where a lot of us don't fully understand is that some of the highest paying jobs in the country
right.
are self-employed people. That being an HVAC technician or owner of an HVAC business, you might make more than a medical doctor. Same is true for plumbers.
Right.
Same is true for electricians. And you find out as a homeowner when you call and say, this pipe broke.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
You're like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, you know.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. So that's a perfect way for us to lead into something very exciting that's taking place for Excelsior. And I believe this is it exclusively on the Victor Valley
It's exclusively on our campus that's on the airbase.
On the airbase.
So it's on our School of Business and Innovation. So our Excelsior School of Business and Innovation is our North Victorville campus, which is on the airbase. It's on the old George airbase. And so our beauty school, Excelsior Academy of Beauty, is located there. And so what we've been doing over the this entire school year is renovating a large portion to build a state-of-the-art beauty school where the kids get their full job-ready certification going through all of the parts in its entirety in order to get their beautician's license.
And let me ask a question. Is this the only program of its kind here in the High Desert?
Yes. It's one of the only in the state of California.
Wow.
So there's another one in Northern California where you have this expansiveness of the program. And so what we're always looking to do is to pilot something. So this will be our initial effort of it. And if we find it to be very, very effective and then we find a healthy amount of student interest, you know, our intent is maybe to bring it down to our Redlands campus as well.
So, Dr. King, I know that we've been talking about this addition of this wonderful new program you've got. You brought a special guest with you. I'm going to let you introduce your guest and tell us a bit more about this wonderful program that's coming to Excelsior.
Absolutely. So I'm extremely excited. Excelsior as a whole, we're extremely excited to have Mr. Sean Stewart on our team now to really bring this Excelsior School of Beauty to life. Again, you had asked before about career technical education. It now requires that a person with the level of expertise to go back and get a credential. And we're so honored that he was willing to do that. And, you know, I'm excited about listening to him talk about the new School of Beauty.
I know. And I have to tell you, I have known Sean for several years. I won't say because I don't want people to think that you're old, but I am. But I've known you for several years. Every time I see you, I always tell you that we need to have a hair show. And you are the one to bring that here. You have been amazing and outstanding with the work and the caliber of work that you've brought here to the beauty industry here in the High Desert. And so I am just excited for this opportunity that you are now, you know, giving to these young students, right? Because you are a wealth of knowledge when it comes to hair and that beauty industry. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. Absolutely. I am so excited for Excelsior Academy of Beauty. It was actually quite an honor to be asked to do this. And yes, I do have to go back and get my teaching credential for this program for CTE, which is just absolutely amazing on my part. The program opens up August 5th.
Okay.
We're launching it. So we've actually completing this within 6 months.
Wow.
Start to finish to get this program up and going. We're currently under construction. We're ahead of schedule. Construction will be done.
That's a miracle.
Absolutely. construction will be done in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then furniture is all moved in, and we just developed the program through the summer. This program is such an honor for our local youth to put them on a journey for a career path, for these kids to be in high school, learn a trade, be certified in a trade, and then to also get their license to be a cosmetologist is just a phenomenal thing for Excelsior to do for their students. This program is going to take about 12 months for the students to complete because they can't do a traditional beauty school regimen of hours. So it's going to be a little longer. The state of California now is 1,000 hours. Okay. So these students have to complete 1,000 hours in our program. This will be the first program that goes from Monday to Friday. It's a 5-day week program, and they will be in this program for approximately 11 and a half months.
Wow. And what so far has been the response? Because I know you guys have done a wonderful marketing campaign on this program. I see the billboards, and it seems like the expo, every nook and cranny where you can get the message out, you've been doing that. So what has been the response to this program?
We've had a phenomenal response from Kids of all ages. I've even had adults who have contacted me. We've had kids as young as in the sixth grade.
Wow.
Inquiry about the program, and we've developed a pathway for students who come to the Excelsior North Victorville campus to get all the credits they need prior to starting the program. They have to be 16 years old
okay.
to start the program per state of California. So I have students who will be starting at different points of the year. They'll start first semester, they'll start second semester, mm-hmm. and we'll just kind of roll it out that way. Students have agreed they have to come back. Like seniors this year will have to come back after they graduate.
Okay.
And complete an additional month of schooling with us to complete their 1,000 hours.
But it's price to pay.
Phenomenal. It really is phenomenal.
Right.
This program is completely free.
Wow.
The students do not have to pay for anything.
So let me ask you about that. Because when you say completely free and they don't have to pay for anything, most people who know anything about cosmetology school knows there's a kit. And you usually have to pay for that kit, right? Yeah. So are you saying that they don't have to pay for their kit?
No, they do not. I've designed their kits from a Reckon global artist, Sam Vila. So they will get a hair kit that when they complete our program, when they graduate, they will be able to keep that kit with them. And then that kit literally takes them into professional life with no problem.
I want one of those.
Recently, I did get Redken Hair Care.
Oh.
Redken Hair Care is backing our program now.
Amazing.
They're doing anything and everything. They will even be in the future using our facility to train artists. So we're going to kind of turn out the next level of Redken artists here in the High Desert.
So there's kind of a built-in pipeline to career.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
You know, and students, when I talk to them at our meetings, I tell them that this is an umbrella, that this is just a portal in the beginning. There's such a wide array of a future in the beauty industry that most people don't ever even tap into that. They just tap into a salon and then that's where they stay. But I want these students to be trained to know that there's more than just that, that there's a career in this.
With that, Sean, what are some of the things or some of the subjects that they will be exposed to in some of the trainings that they're going to get?
They will learn hairstyling, hair color. They will learn aesthetics course.
Okay.
They will learn full nail course.
Wow.
Which that's what cosmetology encompasses, mm-hmm. hair, skin, and nails. So they'll learn all of that plus.
Wow. That's amazing. So now, are you to capacity? Is there still opportunity if somebody is listening and they're saying, that's exactly what I want, Mom?
I have a few spots, I think maybe 10 spots left available to start in August.
Okay.
We start August 5th, so we come back 2 weeks before school actually starts.
Okay.
And then we will, again in January, take a second set of kids, which we're already pre-enrolling kids for that session.
Kind of get them
well.
On a waiting list, if
yes.
you will.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So if somebody is interested, what's the best way for them to reach out that you would recommend if they're interested in this program or if they're interested in another program that Excelsior is offering? What's the best way for them to connect and contact?
They would go to excelsior.com.
Okay.
That will give them a complete portal to any program that Excelsior offers our students. They also can, this coming Monday, the 13th, at the North Victorville campus, I am hosting an additional information and enrollment meeting at 5 p.m. on the campus. And the students will actually get the first look at the almost completed building.
Okay. All right. And will you be hosting more of those in case they're not able to make the 13th?
We'll probably do one more.
Okay.
Through the summer. And then I've slated for, I believe, the last week of July is when we'll actually do a grand opening and orientation for the students.
Well, Roxanne and I would like to be on that list for the grand opening.
Yes, please.
But I also want to say, as you're moving through this, if you would, send that information to us so we can share with community on what's going up on and when they need to show up and how they can get engaged and involved, because this is a wonderful opportunity
absolutely,
for our young
absolutely,
people.
Absolutely, yes.
And so before we end this, how long have you been a cosmetologist?
About almost 18 years now.
Yes.
18 years. And previously I've educated for Alterna Hair Care, and now I've you know, doing more with Redken currently. So, right.
And you have had your own salon.
Yes, I still have my own salon. I've had that for 13 years in Apple Valley.
And we'll give you a shout out. Go ahead and tell us.
It's Wild Hair Company Salon and Day Spa in Apple Valley on Highway 18.
And you've had quite an impressive clientele. You've done a lot of community service work. You've just been a really strong pillar here in our community, and always willing to share your knowledge and your talents and your gifts. So I am so excited for you, but I'm really excited for the opportunity that having you provides for our students, because there couldn't be anybody finer to step into this position and start to pilot this program. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Good for us, right? Thank you, Dr. King, for having vision and for being open to providing these type of opportunities for our students, especially here in the high desert. So I want to really just thank you both. We'll look forward to getting information, to having you back as we get closer to the opening of this, so that we can make sure that community rallies around and supports, right? And then also that Roxanna and I get on the guest list.
Yes, please. Right? We're excited, because what I love about this, again, it's just locally based. The students
absolutely
don't have to go down the hill. This is an opportunity for them to grow. So thank you again for both of you
absolutely
guys for putting this together.
Absolutely. And please keep us posted.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, High Desert. Time to take a look at our community calendar. The San Bernardino County Regional Parks invites you for their Spring Fling event happening Saturday, May 25th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Mojave Narrows Regional Park. There's going to be family-friendly outdoor spring events, activities for the entire family. Admission is $10 per vehicle, free for those who are camping with the park. Also happening, the High Desert Fords and Mustang 17th Annual Memorial Weekend Charity Car and Bike Show. It is free to the public, happening Saturday, May 25th as well, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sunland Ford dealership on Palmdale Road in Victorville. And also happening, the Millionaire Mind Kids second annual community celebration, Saturday, May 25th from 12 to 4 p.m. This is the event that we talked about with Dolores Williams last week on High Desert Dialogue, starting at 12 to 4 p.m. It is a one-of-a-kind event open to all, promises an unforgettable experience, resources, great information about the career technical education programs we talked about, and much more. And the location of this event is the Millionaire Mind Kids Smart Center at 15779 8th Street in Victorville. And happening on May 30th, the Phelan Pinyon Hills Community Services District present the Salute to D-Day concert happening at Serrano High School. This concert celebrates the American spirit that won World War II. It's happening at Serrano High School Performing Arts Center May 30th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 and the proceeds will benefit the Serrano High School Band. And giving a big shout out to the class of 2024, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne congratulate all of this year's High Desert 2024 graduates. Soar high and continue to shine. Congratulations to you all. Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannesgaffiti@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.